Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's been a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kita Spock is here. Kita is an eight-year member of our Brain Trust, joining us all the way from Canada. She is. She's one of the experts we turn to when we want to gain and maintain some balance in our life. She helps us understand how to find happiness. She actually has written the books on the topic, Tipping Point to Happiness and The Simple Life. She's our good friend, Kita Spock. Welcome back. Are you there, Kita? Did we get her?
I sure am.
There you are. Welcome back, Kita.
There I am. Yeah, good to be here, Jim.
Thank you. Hey, Kita, I know you want to talk about control today as an underlying theme of our discussion. And I like it that you do want to talk about that, because I don't admit to being a control freak, but don't talk to any of the other people around me and ask that question, and whatever they tell you, it's not true. But I do admit to being a control enthusiast. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's a balance that can be achieved in controlling. And the reason I'm bringing this theme up today in the new year, sometimes we look back and we say, gee, I wish I was a little more firm in this regard. All right.
No one's ever said that about me. Jim, I wish you'd been a little, I wish you'd been a little more firm. I wish you'd come out of your shell. I wish you wouldn't have held back your opinion on this. No one's ever said that.
I think I sort of get the reason why they would be doing that. Anyway, It's interesting to see that in the new year we try to set up maybe new rules, new guidelines for ourselves and others, particularly perhaps in our business. And one of the aspects is control. In other words, how much do I need to do to make my business better? And mm-hmm. sometimes that involves in introducing new guidelines, perhaps a new rule, perhaps firming up procedures, etc. And I guess the question for us is, how far can we go without, you know, becoming that control freak, mm-hmm. or thinking we can actually change or control external circumstances that really have a mind of their own?
Well, and if I think it's important to think about what the objective of having control is. I mean, control is, For an entrepreneur, control is a positive outcome, something that we can do that's positive, that turns out success, that becomes successful, and that we have some kind of influence over. And when we begin all of that quest, it's just us, and everything that we do is perfect. It is literally perfect with a capital P, because we do it and it's in our own image, right? And mm-hmm. and when we extend control out of our grasp, that's where we run into problems. What do you think?
Yeah,
like delegating.
In one way, delegation is good, especially if you are a micromanager.
It's almost always good. It's the question is not whether it's good. The question is whether you can deal with it or not, whether you can release the control.
Yes. The thing is, from my point of view, as someone who is looking at people being fulfilled and in balance and happy, Jim, I look to what state they go to order their mm-hmm. lives, whether mm-hmm. it's internally or externally. If you are on that ordering mode all the time, then there will be a buildup of anxiety and stress because you never let go.
Right.
You do not have the capacity perhaps to relax, step back, or even to observe someone else or something else before you have to already tackle the problem or tackle the situation
right.
and impose your order. So here's what, this is what I'm talking about, is that extension whereby you are so engaged that you don't know how to, or you choose not to disengage when it's actually better for your health or
right.
better for your employee.
Well, and for your the success of your company. Well, see, this is the thing that I come back to. This is what I'm giving you my own clinic here when I talk about these things. You know, there was a time when my happiness was found in my ability to do things. I have always prided myself in being able to make things happen that nobody else could make happen. And
yeah.
and for a long time it gave me great happiness until it started making me unhappy because I realized that as perfect as I am, I'm just one person and I want to accomplish more. And so in accomplishing more, I realized I'd run out of capacity. And so then I had to learn I had to say to myself, okay, do I need to be happy with perfect, or can I find happiness with excellence? And excellence is what you get when you delegate to people.
Yeah, that's a really nice point there, Jim, because perfection is an absolute. And that's something that if in any regard, whether we're talking about control, we're talking about being able to play tennis well, or whatever the case may be, if you move to a form of perfection and you're seeking that absolute goal, we as human beings won't attain it because we are imperfect. So if you are continually going for that perfection, you may grow frustrated, weary, or you realize that you are over capacity, as
mm-hmm.
you've mentioned. So we're looking for gradation. We're looking for calibrating ourselves so that we use our competence, we use our intelligence, we use our skills, because that's what they're there for. We've been gifted. So as CEOs or as owners or as business proprietors, we have immense gifts given to us to do our business as well. But there's a point where we actually, and it's called wisdom to a certain extent,
mm-hmm.
we realize, we, as you've said, you can't do it alone. Collaboration and team building will get you closer to a greater success.
One of the things that I want to talk about, if you help us talk about this after the break, one of the things that I think is so important, folks, is we have to say, okay, what is my true, single, most important goal in my business? Is it to do everything myself and it be perfect, or is it to be successful, which brings in other aspects? And we'll get Keita to talk about that after the break. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.